Off the ball. Rugby.
Sevens was for your early 20s.
We ever tempted?
Wouldn't have thought of anything worse. First of all, my engine was not my strong point. It would have had to be in those very early years.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Brittany Hogan, Energy Ambassador. It's great to meet you here today. Tell me a little bit about being a part of this Irish squad. I know two games so far in the Six Nations, they didn't go your way, but a lot of positives out there.
Yeah, it's I'm really enjoying being a part of the squad at the moment. I always have loved playing for Ireland, but there's such a special like buzz and exciting energy around the place. It speaks bounds that we feel disappointed after the game, but disappointed because we should have won it. We were so close at the end, and which is much different to the disappointment that I felt in previous years. So love being a part of the squad, and it's such an exciting time, and we are just building, and there's so many of those good feelings in camp at the moment.
And tell us how you felt after the France game in particular. I think it really showed that Ireland can mix it with the best out there, and that was really a positive factor. How did you feel after that game in particular?
I felt pretty, me, myself and the team felt pretty positive after that game. It obviously, the scoreline, having a scoreline and obviously losing isn't the best thing that you can, you know, isn't what every athlete wants to do. But playing France at home, they've never lost at home before. So it's, we knew the challenge going into it that we were facing. So we had a lot of positives coming out of the game, and we felt pretty good going into the Italy game that we had improved in a lot of areas. We had areas certainly that we had to focus on, which we did, so like the set peaks, etc. Sam Monaghan coming back in made a big difference. So it's, we're improving game on game, and felt pretty positive after the first game.
Yeah, you mentioned Sam Monaghan, what a player. Yeah. And to have her back in there as one of the leaders and captains as well.
Yeah,
must have been great to have her back out there.
Yeah, she's our co-captain for a reason. So she's made, I'm pretty sure she made 30 carries in our Italy game, so it's like you just know the experience, you know that, take the captaincy out of the equation, you know that she's just a great player and that she'll get you gain line, she'll work in defence, and she's there for our set piece kind of leadership and management. So she's such a key player that we did miss in the French game, but it's certainly great to have her back.
And the Italy game then, I suppose, was a different disappointment to not get the result there.
Yeah, especially because we had so much ball in their 22, so we had so many opportunities, and it feels so much worse whenever it's kind of really simple errors that cost you the game. So like handling errors, or maybe just an open play turnover that was something like a lapse of judgment or something so small that cost you the game. We only lost by 6 points, so it's disappointed in that sense, where I could have done something different, instead of the disappointment after France, where it was right, okay, well, we kind of knew the challenge we were going into, but there was plenty of positives, so we kind of just have to hang on to the positives in the Italy game, that we created so many opportunities, we were in there 22 so many times. So it's now the just keeping the composure element and actually executing them now.
Yeah, you can definitely see the skill levels have gone up, even the physical element, the cohesiveness between the players, you can see that as well. Do you put down that to maybe the contracts coming in, the professional side of things really up in the game?
Yeah, I suppose that we have, so we had the Interpros, we had WXV, we had some club games, and then we had Celtic Challenge. So we've had just so much more exposure to playing with the people beside us, and that really makes a difference in attack and defence in every aspect of the game, and knowing if someone is in need of a pick-me-up, or if someone, you know your players a lot better. So with the competitions that we've had this year and the exposure to just playing with each other more has really helped us, I think.
And have a new management in as well. Has that helped things?
Yeah. Scott has been great, to be fair. He's just changed from the get-go. He's brought in a very good background staff as well, which has really helped. So it's not an us versus you with the management. It's kind of everybody has the same goal, everybody's on the same path and knows exactly what we want to do, and nobody's working against each other, or we're just all there to support each other. And that is what Scott has kind of created. He's brought in Sean Ryan, our culture lead. He's brought in Declan, who was our defence coach. So, and Elaine, Emma, like we've had so much more management coming in this year. So it just seems that it's a really good core group that he has created around him, and it certainly shows with the players being so much more confident.
And what does a typical week look like now that the girls have the professional contracts and that as well, and so many of them are, you know, full time in it? What does it look like week to week?
So our contracted week, so just kind of our normal working week, would be you'd be in Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. So you'd have your you've with the option to come in on Wednesday for to use of the hydro suite recovery, come in, use the max, the coaches are on site on Wednesday, so you can kind of use that as a attack the gap day where you kind of go in and try and better yourself. But we're in from 8 until 4 Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then the weekend off to recover and rejuvenate. But Scott kind of has different themes for each day, and they change whether you've played at the weekend or not. So you'll have like prime sessions, which are fundamental sessions, which are more like units based and kind of more install. So you're walking about, you're just really getting clarity on your detail. And then you have like power and speed sessions where it's just all go, there's collisions, there's the fast part of the game, which we've brought in a lot more kicking and kicking style of our game, so we're exposed to a lot more different elements throughout the week. But 8 to 4 Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then that's have the weekend off.
You're smiling when you're saying all of that. Do you love it?
Yeah,
that you're a full-time rugby player.
Yeah, it's great, and it makes a lot of people jealous whenever you tell them that you're able to play sport for a job. Something I never thought we'd be able to do, but yeah, I'm certainly very privileged in what I do.
And you didn't start out in rugby. You played a lot of hockey. You played GA as well. You played for Down. You're a Down woman. So how did you settle on rugby then?
I actually kind of never knew it was a sport available. So in my school and kind of in my district, it was never really women's sport. Not even tag rugby or touch rugby wasn't really available for me. So I only started playing whenever I was 15. One of my friends, Ballina Hinch, started a ladies team, and one of my friends from school on my hockey team said that, oh, well, we have hockey Monday, Wednesday, but rugby's Tuesday, Thursday, so do you want to come have a go? I think that you'd be good at it. So I went to Ballina Hinch 1 week and for a trial session for just to see what it was. Might as well, like I just love sports, any type. And just fell in love with it from the start. So it's such a unique game where you can have the contact element in it. I've never found that anywhere else, and it's something that it's a strength in my game anyway. Yeah. So I like to, that's what I loved about it.
And obviously you played the sevens as well. Do you think that you took sort of different attributes from the sevens game that you could bring into the 15s?
Yeah, definitely. That kind of, the sevens is, it's such a, you have to be really good at your basics. So your the core four, like your catch pass, your tackling, your evasion, like you have to be really good at your basics because it's such a perfectionist sport where there's only 7 people of you on the pitch at one time on each team. So if you make one mistake, if you pass the ball to the floor, like that scored, you know, it's such a perfectionist sport that you have to really, really work on those things. Mm-hmm. So I think that has covered across to my 15s game where I would have quite a good foundation of skills. But sevens also has really improved my mental side of the game, where that we have six games in a tournament in sevens. Mm-hmm. So if you lose your first game, you've only got 2 or 3 hours until your next one. So you really have to just park it and not forget about it. You can learn and improve and bring things on to the next game, but it's that mental switch of next job mentality where I think has really helped me, especially like whenever you're in a Six Nations campaign, six mm-hmm. games, if you lose the first one, you can't be taking that attitude into the next one, or and if you win, you can't become complacent, that kind of thing. So it's helped me both sides of the game.
Yeah, it's a quick turnaround. So when you have 2 losses, I suppose you have to park it quickly. You don't really have time to be thinking about it other than, I suppose, getting over those mistakes that you made or righting those wrongs. So it is Wales next. How do you feel going into that game and Musgrave Park, and I'm sure that'll help too.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to be on home soil anyway, and we really need we heard the crowd last weekend, they really pushed us on. Unfortunately, we couldn't get the win for them, but it's that we really need that extra edge next weekend. Whenever we're in Virgin Media Park, is that home crowd really does make a difference. But I suppose that Wales are coming off two losses as well, so we just have to make, and Scott has said straight after our Italy game, it was, we just have to we learn from our mistakes, but we park it and we learn faster. We learn faster than Wales do, because they're coming from two losses, we're coming from two losses, and it's who can learn faster and who is more prepared and ready for the game. And then whenever you're in the game, kind of implementing those improvements from the first two. But I'm really looking forward to it. I know it's going to be a very forward heavy game where well, the Wales set piece is very, very strong. So their scrum, their maul attack, their maul defence, their everything about their pick and go, their drives, like they're very strong women. So I know that that's going to be a forward battle. But as a forward myself, I kind of love that part of the game. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, you have an incredible mentality. You can really feel your passion for the game and your confidence for it. You obviously just love it.
Yeah, I'm a very, very passionate and competitive person. So yeah. I kind of sometimes a little bit too passionate and competitive, shout a little bit too much. But that's neither here nor there. Just try and make sure that whatever's on the pitch is on the pitch. So, but I just love the game. It has brought me so many opportunities. I've seen the world with it. I've like friends that I've made for life, of best friends from it. So it's, I just couldn't say anything better about it.
Yeah, you've mentioned before that it saved your life. What did you mean by that?
Well, whenever I was like, I've been through a lot of adversity and a lot of like trauma in my life. So it was like sport was that outlet. Sport was that kind of, it allowed me to get outside of the house. It allowed me to go and see people, see friends, to forget about any form of negativity, to try and take that positive switch, because not that nobody knows what's going on in the background, but nobody really does unless you say anything, and I wasn't really for saying anything at that stage of my life. So it's kind of everybody who had a smile on their face, everybody who was there. Rugby's such a community sport. They were all so happy whenever you were there. So it kind of just lifted, it just lifted your spirits. And then obviously being able to outlet your frustration by like being able to hit people, you know, tackle people, to that contact element in the game was really good for me. So just kind of gave me like a purpose, I suppose, and that's why.
Yeah, you've been incredible to speak out and showed a lot of confidence, very powerful in how you did that. Do you feel that it's helped you, speaking out?
Yeah, I really think so. Like, it's so easy to say that whenever you're around people every single day, like you need not that you need to know them off the pitch, but it's just so much better. We once, Sean Ryan came in and said that, and we all agreed that we want to become the most connected team in the world in rugby. So like, how do we do that? Is the first thing to do that is by learning each other off the pitch. It's the person before the player. So it's kind of making sure that you're able to be vulnerable, able to have that environment, and able to be comfortable in that environment. So it has made me become much more approachable by my teammates, I think, where they know what I've gone through. So if they've gone through something similar, or even if they're having a bad day, they come to me, and like, I've gone through plenty enough, I know plenty of advice to give them. So that kind of way where I'm helping my teammates, but also they help me so much. Like, I know that it was really important for me that people knew my history, I suppose, because if I was having a bad day, it's a little bit different to just being a bit sad. So it was important for me to be able to say that, so that if I said that to my teammates, that I wasn't having a great day or was triggered by something XYZ, that they knew exactly what I was talking about and knew the best way to help me. So
I hope you don't mind talking about it now or bringing it up or anything like that. For people that might not know, it was the sexual abuse that you did go through, and you spoke about it so well, and I think it's going to help so many people. Do you feel that by speaking out, you've now been able to be yourself, and even on the pitch, the way you play so freely?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that it's like, I would have thought that whenever I was walking about, that I had this big sign on top of me being like, you are, nobody knows this, you have some massive big secret that nobody knows. And like, I don't, like, it was not true. Nobody knew that, you know, nobody knew what was going on. Nobody knew what has gone on in my life, but it was that kind of, I suppose, weight that was on my shoulders.
You didn't want that to define you.
Yeah. So I kind of thought that, and say if I was going through a bad day or a bad couple of days, I'd feel really guilty because I would think that, like, I wasn't giving 100% for my teammates because I was trying so hard. Like, it drains your energy trying to fake it, I suppose. Like, fake being positive, fake being happy. It really, really drains your energy. So now that I don't have to fake it anymore, I have so much more energy to lift weights. I have so much more energy to be able to perform on the pitch and connect with the people around me. So I think it's been helpful anyway.
Incredible. And have you got help? Have you spoke to counsellors and things like that?
Yeah, I've been well acquainted with the process for a number of years anyway.
And have you ever had anyone reach out to you that's maybe in a similar situation or anything like that?
I've had a couple now, more so saying that, more so not saying that they've been through the exact same thing, but that they've been through something. And it's helped that the kind of strategies that I've used, so like speaking to people, speaking to family, that they weren't able to do before, they were like, right, okay, well, if you can do it about that, then I can do it about this. Or I have had one or two people, I think it was two from my local area, that have said, I've went through the exact same thing, and I'm actually like, I had absolutely no idea that you have. And it's great that, like, you've got that kind of connection. Not that it's great that you've got that connection, because it's obviously for bad reasons, but it's, you always think that you're alone with it, that you're the only one that has gone through it. Not the only one that's gone through it, but say in your school, in your class, in your year around you, in your sports, like, you think that you're just this big black mark walking about the place, that you've gone through something that nobody else has, or everybody else is going through life swimmingly, smoothly.
And now you're having people open up.
Yeah,
and they've someone to talk to because you've, you know, said your story.
Yeah.
Incredible. Mm. Well, that's amazing. Thank you for sharing that with us. And with Ireland then, obviously, what is the plans, the ambitions for the next few years? Because I feel like it's a real process with this team.
Yeah, oh, it's we're definitely on that upward trajectory. We started this year with, in WXV3. We won the competition outright. So it's certainly we've started in a high, and we just want to keep continuing that and keep growing. We're certainly not at the same stage as other countries in the Six Nations, other countries in the world, and even our men's national team. We're certainly at different points of our game than them, but I suppose for the next couple of years, like, the only thing that we really talk about is that World Cup qualification. So it is, we can directly qualify through the Six Nations, or we can go through the qualification through process through getting into WXV2, and then there's another qualification process through after that, but anyways, neither here nor there. But that is just our main goal at the minute, is that qualification for the World Cup, and then we want to contend at that World Cup. So we're just kind of taking it game by game, and kind of short-term goal by short-term goal. But I suppose we're thinking of the World Cup 2025 and competing at that World Cup.